Before I start reading the story, I just want to let you know that I do have a vibrator in me and that it is not under my control. The title of the story is A Summoned Fairy. Suddenly, I stood in a dark room. My clothes had disappeared, and now only my long hair covered me. A figure in a dark cloak stood across from me, silently watching me. I glanced down at my feet and confirmed my fears. I stood in the center of a pentacle drawn on the floor. I had been summoned. A wizard had called me from my home among the Shi and brought me here, under his will. I used my hands to cover as much of myself as I could as the cloaked figure walked towards me. He did not stop until he was so close he was almost touching me. I did not dare to take a step back. "Do you know who I am?" he asked, his voice deep and resonant. But beyond that, there was a power in it, a power and authority that reached deep inside of me. His tone of voice, his commanding presence, I knew who he was. "My master?" I said. "Very good," he murmured as he walked around me, appraising me. Once he completed his circle and stood in front of me again, he brushed some of my hair behind my ear. The motion exposed my breast. He made a pleased sound, and my nipple hardened. It must have been the cold air. He drew something from his pocket. It was a dark leather collar with a silver ring in the center. He leaned forward and fastened it around my neck. The leather was cold, and it fit tightly against me. He hooked his finger through the ring, tugging on it gently, testing it. Once he was satisfied that the collar was secure, he placed his hand on top of my head and gently pushed me to my knees. He wrapped his hand in my hair. As he held me there, he pulled out his hard cock. "Open up." I did as he said immediately. His hand guided my head until his whole cock was inside my mouth. It was so big I was worried I would choke. I felt scared, but something inside me wanted to please him too. I sealed my lips around his cock and pressed my tongue against his shaft as he moved my head to and fro. At first, the pace was slow, but gradually the intensity and speed grew. I struggled to keep up with him, to time my breaths with the movement. His breathing grew harder and faster, and then his grip in my hair tightened as he came in my mouth. He held my head steady as his hot cum filled my mouth. We stayed there a moment, neither of us moving. Finally, he spoke. "Swallow," he commanded, and then removed his cock from my mouth. "I think you'll make a nice pet," he said, his voice still husky from the excitement. "But I think you'll need some training if I want to take you out to play with others. After all, what's the point of a pet if you can't show her off to your friends?" I swallowed hard. What did he mean by that? He hooked his index finger through the silver loop in the front of my collar. Using that, he drew me up from my knees and began leading me to another room. This room was better lit. There was a large bed in the center of the room. He let go of my collar. "Go lie down," he said, following behind me. I walked over to the bed and sat on the edge, looking up at my new master. "I said, lay down," he said firmly. Yes, master, I said, quickly moving to the center of the bed and laying down. He followed me onto the bed, and once I was laying down, he straddled me. There was no way I could have moved. He could have done anything he wanted to me. My heartbeat quickened. He grabbed my right wrist firmly and pulled my hand to the corner of the bed, where he fastened it securely in a leather restraint. He did the same with my left hand, and then my feet. Once he finished, he took a moment to just look at me. The corner of his mouth turned up in a wry smile. I lay there, helplessly exposed. "Before your training can begin, I have to get to know you a bit better." His hands roamed over me, tracing my curves, grasping my breasts, and squeezing as though testing their firmness. Then with his thumbs, he began playing with my nipples. I began squirming at the touch of his warm fingers. Small sounds escaped me. "You like that, do you, pet?" Master said. "I wondered what you would think of this." He leaned down and put his mouth on my breast. He sucked and licked. Without thinking, my moaning became louder and my back arched. After a moment, he sat back up. My breathing was heavy and my heart was racing. Next, he began touching my pussy. He traced the outer lips and then began playing with my clit. I twitched and moaned. He put his fingers in my pussy. "Wet already? You're an easy one." I think you'll make a good playmate. He took his fingers out and put it in my mouth. My cum tasted better than I expected. He got up and walked over to a small set of drawers next to the bed and pulled out a long vibrator. When he came back, he pulled out his cock. At first, he teased my pussy and with his tip, and then suddenly he shoved it inside of me. His cock felt warm and big inside of me. He thrust slowly, then quickly, gently, then hard. He watched my face the whole time, watching my reactions. And then he stopped. Everything he did felt so good. I knew this was undignified and that I shouldn't like it, but I couldn't help myself. I didn't want him to stop. But he had stopped, and he'd stopped without coming. He left his cock in me and brought out the vibrator. As soon as it touched my clit, I felt myself tighten around him. The sensation was intense, and I began to squirm, trying to get away from it. But with the restraints, I could barely move. But as Master held the vibrator against me, it started feeling better and better. And soon, instead of squirming away, I began gyrating my hips rhythmically with the vibrator. I can feel you getting tight, pet. It feels good, doesn't it? Yes, Master, I replied breathlessly. The sensations grew, and I knew I was going to come. It's okay, pet. You can come. As soon as he finished the words, I began to orgasm. The intensity of it washed over me. As the orgasm passed, my master did not take the vibrator away. Master, I came, I yelled, hoping he would stop. I know, Master said, but he did not move or turn the vibrator off. I squirmed, trying to escape the electric sensations running through me, but I couldn't help but scream, But there was nothing I could do to get away from it. Pet, Master said, his voice calm. Hold still. I can't. Hold still, Master repeated. I took a deep breath and focused all my energy on keeping my limbs rigid. My breathing was shaky and it took all my concentration and effort, but I held still. It seemed like an eternity passed, but finally Master turned off the vibrator. Good girl, he said, sounding pleased. Now tell me, have you ever been fucked in the ass? My heart skipped a beat in fear. No, I said, my voice shaking. Well, that's something we'll need to rectify. He undid my restraints, and using the silver loop in my collar, guided me off the bed. My legs were shaky, but I followed him as he grabbed a box from the drawer and took me over to an elaborately carved chair. He sat down and told me to bend over. I did, my hands reaching for the floor and my ass in the air in front of him. I could hear him unscrewing a lid to something, and then he began rubbing a cold substance all over my ass. This'll be easier if you relax, he said. I took a few deep breaths, but it was almost impossible to calm down with my anxiety and the coldness. I felt the tip of a small butt plug begin pushing against my asshole. It was cold like lube and made my ass tighten. I took a few more deep breaths, trying desperately to relax. Suddenly, the butt plug shoved into my ass. I gasped, but it felt better than I had expected. Master twisted the plug and moved it back and forth for a minute. Then he took it out again and put in a bigger plug. The feeling was strange, but good. I couldn't help but wonder what his cock was going to feel like. When he took out that butt plug, he stood up, placing his hand on my back. I could feel the warmth of his hard cock as he began pushing it inside of me. It was warmer and longer and filled me up. I had been so worried that it would hurt, but it actually felt so good. You have a nice, tight ass, pet, he said, thrusting in and out of me. We'll be doing a lot more of this. He began fucking my ass harder. The sensation was intense but pleasurable. Then his thrusting intensified and I knew he was coming. He stayed inside me for a moment after he had already come. Then he took his cock out of my ass and sat back down. He was a little winded, but looked pleased. I wanted to sit down too. My ass was sore and I felt exhausted. After your training, Master said, I'm going to want to show you off. I'll want you to play with my friends and their pets. I'll have to teach you to please men and women and groups. It'll be a lot of work, but I think it will be worth it. Then he pointed to a corner of the room across from the chair with a small shower. Go clean up. You'll need to get some rest. I have a lot to teach you.